Thank you, everybody that participated. Hey, before we get into the message, hope that you have your bulletin card. So we will get into that message as we wrap up our series. Just want to highlight, too, it is interesting, it's worth noting, especially if you are now watching this message on one of our YouTube or possibility of our own website resource. I just like how the Holy Spirit said, go to the Resource Center, so thank you, Holy Spirit. But I also want to highlight, too, there have been occasions in our setting, you may have missed that because now you're wanting to listen to the message, how we embrace as a charismatic group the gifts of the Spirit. And I want to just, if this is your first Sunday here, or possibly just checking out what is Hope Chapel, a four-square church, about, I want to just highlight, so grateful we had the mics passed around for the extended time so that people could hear the prophetic word. And you know, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4 says, if any man speaks in a prophecy, speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. How many felt like the words that you heard, one or maybe all, you needed to hear that? Just raise your hand. It helps me to say, should we let the gifts of the Spirit in operation go? Also, I just want to thank the Lord because we had a tongue with an interpretation. Did you happen to hear that?
Yes.
Now, that really blessed me because 1 Corinthians 14, verse 3 says, if any person speaks in a tongue, they do not speak to man, but to God. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. And that's why Scripture says, in a corporate setting, let's get blessed by that. Let's get an interpretation going on. But that interpretation would be a prayer or praise. Remember, he who speaks in a tongue, we know what we are doing. We may not know what we're saying unless it's an interpretation. But weren't you excited? We had all that stuff flowing around here because you and I were just engaged. And I want to just say that to our live stream audience, because if you go on Yelp, you'll see there's been a few says, boy, that church actually walks people through what the gifts of the Spirit are like. I don't see that in a church. We've also had people put on Yelp say, you know, that's a hugging bunch. And I don't know. But, you know, it's really, if you're so grateful for what God's doing in your life, you can't help but embrace and say, thank God for changed lives and hearts. I look around the room and I hear and see and read some of our emails. God is doing things. Why not be excited to be set free from bondage? Who doesn't want to be brought out of darkness and despair? Man, it's going to be those individuals that are here that are going to be so excited. And we thank God for that. So, Lord, thank you for opening our heart today and allowing us to see some things from your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we have concluded 21 Days of Gratitude Challenge, and I just want to throw that out there as well. I hope that you filled out your card and that it has been very, very good. Our series, this is part four of our series, is a grateful hotspot in my heart. And I'm glad so many of you have come in from a journey and you've been traveling. We had some from Arizona today, and we're grateful for that. Coming back to Hope Chapel, I just want to get that shout out because it's quite impressive, which brings me to a brief little infomercial of a joke. Here we go. We had a car full of elderly ladies driving extremely slow, 35 miles an hour on the freeway, and a highway patrol person pulled them over and said, ma'am, do you know that you are driving 35 in a superhighway? She said, oh, yes, I do, sir. Goes, why are you driving so slow? She says, well, the sign says 35. And so I'm maintaining the speed limit. He said, that is the highway sign, not the speed limit. And he looked in and said, why are all your elderly passengers so gripped with fear? And she grinned and smiled. We just got off of Highway 95. So we're glad you made it back quickly to church today. Way to go. We are dealing with today's topic as we wrap up, keeping a positively positive gratitude. How do we do that? Here we have finished our series, and how do we move forward from here? Because you and I are still in a world of negativity all around us, and it won't go away. We're dealing with a world that's filled with negative. We're dealing with people that are imperfect. We're dealing with our own issues. So we're just going to have to put a grip that on it and say, how do we move forward with this aspect? Because no one's going to have a pain-free ride from being around negative influences and negative people and negative circumstances. So moving forward, we may need much more than a 21-day gratitude challenge. We really need something moving forward. We really do. And I'm trusting that the Lord's going to help us with that. And I just want to remind you, God's going to do a great work even now. Three simple points. Here we go. Number one, understand how negativity influences us. Please do that. We've discovered that. We emphasize that. But it's going to be important. Some people have come and said, you know, hey, Pastor Paul, so I'm a little more negative than I am positive. What's the big deal? It's a big deal. It really is. Because negativity affects our bodies. It's been proven that people that are around a negative environment even go into negativity. It affects their physical body. In other words, research is showing that it weakens our immune system, that it causes us a heightened chance of heart conditions, and also just opens up to illnesses. So I just want to highlight and remind us of that. Also, being around negativity, just an element where it'll affect us emotionally. It'll cause things in our own lives, emotional damage. People need to be reminded of that. It affects your intelligence and ability to think. It preoccupies your ability to reason. So Dr. Travis Bradbury put it together where he talks about the neurons in our brain. When we have negative elements that we're focused on, we can't really put together things we need to put together. It affects us. And it was shown in the Journal of Clinical Psychology, the study, the effects of worrying and performing tasks. They did a research that they took people who worried 50% of the time or more. They put them together in just those clinical labs to see if they could put together the tasks presented. And the more they had to sort out tasks that were coming in their direction, their inability to reason and to accomplish it really stalled out. Interesting finding. So the results of increased levels of negativity really does affect our process of thinking through things when we face circumstances that are not very good. They're complex. If you're facing a complex situation and you're heightened now with worrying and you let people know who are also negative about that, you're going to have a very hard time working through those complex issues. So as a result, our bodies experience real stress symptoms and there's a rapid heartbeat. These things are all about being in an area of negativity. We saw that. We wanted to remind ourselves of that. I want to just remind you who are believers in Jesus that negativity affects our pursuit of the Spirit too. It affects us because it plays into what we would call, as believers, our old flesh. And let me open my Bible to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 5. I'm reading from the New Living Translation, but here we go with the verse for you. It says, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. Now, sinful nature is my translation. Yours might be the old nature or sinful flesh. That ability that we'll never get away with till God gives us a new body. We're new on the inside, but man, my body messes us. Messes with me more than the devil. I have more issues with my old hang-up of a flesh than the devil. So we want to take a look here, and it goes on, it says, those who are dominated. So there's a taking over of an old pattern by the sinful nature, think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. Amen. So let your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. And peace is our goal, everybody. Peace is our goal. That's our goal. That's what we're going for. It's like, well, how do I know? Man, if you have peace, circumstances may not change. People around you may not change, but you can have a peace legitimately there. So Do we respond like Jesus to stuff, or do we respond like the world responds? And if you're not careful, you'll get sucked into that vortex and be acting just like everybody else, so you'll be a part of the gang. But be careful. Be careful. Makes us healthier to avoid those negative areas. So how can I change my perspective? You know it. You know us. We're a people of the book. Get into the book. Get into the book. You must have a pattern of time in God's Word daily. If that's not happening, matter of fact, just go ahead, turn to the person next to you and just tell them, get into the book, man. Go ahead, let them. Get into the book, man. I know you. You're reading People's Magazine before you're reading the Bible. All right. So you can understand it's going to be important. You can't try simply to stop your gross thinking. And have you tried that? No way. You need the Word. That's why Jesus said, build your house on a rock.
That's right.
That means, he says, those that hear the Word and apply it. Those who hear the Word and apply it, you'll be okay. You'll make it. You'll be all right. Those who don't hear the Word, whether they just are going to just come in, sit in, listen, or don't even read the Bible, you're going to have a life that's really part of a sand collapse. Be careful about that. Number two, limit negativity, negative influences where possible. We want a negative influence, want to limit that. There's no way. I wish I could just take you all in my arms and just say, come over like a big parent. Never make a problem decision. I'll do it all for you. You would never be, I don't want you to be rustled up at all. Come on over. That's what good parenting does. But Jesus is a good teacher, and we have to limit exposure at times to negative people. Now, you say, well, that is counterproductive. Aren't we called to go on out to the world? We are. But the Bible says there are some people to knock it off with. Let me show you. Here we go. I'm in Romans chapter 16, verse 17. It says, watch out for people who cause divisions and upset people's faith. What does it say? Stay away from them. Now, that's the word. I didn't say that, but there's a caution to stay away. You can't ever just eliminate people, but we can limit our time around them. Divisive people, I have found, they're just unhappy. They're unhappy. That doesn't make me happy. I love all people, but there's just certain people I realize, you know what, I want to have a good day. And I'm not really going to be hanging over there. And there's times when Ainsley and I will have certain times together with people or over at our house. We just say, honey, this is either, is this fellowship or is this going to be ministry? Because if it's ministry, we're going to get no fellowship. It's all pouring into people. And it's very important we get a chance to see. So be careful about that. Not only are they unhappy, they're just negative people, chronic complainers. Yuck. Anyway, let's get back to that. You could see here, that's just we want to limit our time around that. Why would we say it? Remember, the University of Chicago Press Journal said that negativity is contagious. Why? How? Well, you know, still today, there are things your parents have said to you. You don't even live in that environment anymore, but it does influence your thinking. And that's what the journal researched on. They said that the kind of opinion that people will go toward, that it really is a negative approach, will influence a person's thoughts or decision. That's how it becomes very critical or contagious. So the greatest attitude shifts they're found is that negative environment, negative input will cause people to not just go from good to bad, but bad to worse. That's just something you want to think about. It's like, man, let's take me home, Jesus. Well, let's just consider some things that are going to be very important. So negativity is contagious. You just take a look at who your social environment has been lately. What's the conversation been like? How are you picking up those patterns? It's contagious. That's all the research there, University of Chicago, put together. So when you think about your social circle, are you being dragged down emotionally by people around you? Or we might want to consider putting yourself into the mirror and just say, well, let me just see. Am I pulling people down by being a negative individual? You might want to just consider that. Am I affecting the people around me? My spouse, my kids, my coworkers, people I serve with at church? Am I affecting them in a negative way, being negative in these relationships? So we are making people better, or negativity can make people worse. So our whole message today is, how do we move beyond that? Because we're done with this series. I want to be able to say, man, I got something out of it. And I want to be able to kind of groove and be a little more, by nature, happy person. So it's going to be important. One thing I want to add about negativity, you really want to be careful. Limit your social media time. If you go beyond 2 hours per day, you consider that, because it's interesting. The adverse effects of your mood, just check it out. It will affect your mood being on social media. Facebook developed, I don't know, it just happened, but something called FOMO. It's a legitimate thing, the fear of missing out. So now Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, where people are feeling that, man, I'm kind of getting sad because they look like they're having much more enjoyment in life than me. I wonder what they're doing. I wonder what I should tell them I'm doing. So that fear of missing out is very, very real. And I have found that social media, it's really unrealistic expectations. Right. I want to be like that. Or, man, look what they're doing. Are you kidding me? Come on. So unrealistic expectations will put me in depression, will put me in dread. If you are not sleeping well, that's another byproduct of being careful about social media. Just check it out. If you are listening to me and you could make it to church on time because you were up till 1 seeing what the relatives were up to this holiday, and now you're too tired to pull yourself up, you might want to consider, be careful. There is a general addiction to social media, and it affects you emotionally. They say, I didn't, but they're saying that social media addiction's more addictive than cigarettes and alcohol. And I know both of those other extremes. Those people are quite involved. So we have to be careful about that. Enough of that. Is that okay? We good? Like, come on, Paul. Quit kicking the can down the bed. There we go. Okay. Let's take a look here. Number 3, positive choices that produce positivity. Because that's our message. Here we go. Pretty simple. Let's deal with this. I'm at Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 9. It says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon, so don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace. That is our goal. That is our goal. Prophetic words came that God was saying, I'm going to give you peace. We love that. John 16:33. I heard it clearly. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome it. Man. That's our goal. He's called the God of peace. He's called the God of peace. You'll know when God is there. You usher Him in, but you'll sense the God of peace, the kingdom of God. It's righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. So you just log that and say, man, I need to do something in my home environment to bring the kingdom, because it's chaos, it's negative. Man, I've got some illness going on. Let's go for it. It's going to be important. Let's go back there. We see, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, so we're addressing Christians here. One final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then the God of peace will be with you. So our goal, that's it, right there, bottom line, God of peace will be with you. We're shooting for that one. And here we go. We're going to apply these seven principles in this. Are you ready?
Yes.
This crowd participation, still ready?
Yes.
Ready to roll up your sleeves?
Born ready.
Okay, you gyrene. Okay, let's do this. I want everybody to stand up. The first bullet point you can see on your notes, it says, choose to rejoice. Be full of the joy of the Lord. These are choices. That's our point. Positive choices that produce positivity. So you can hear me say that, but we're going to give you an opportunity to make a choice. Sometimes you just have to do a little mini ha-ha-ha. Have you ever just like, ha-ha, ha?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just God's, he's a humorous God, isn't he? I mean, look at the people around you. That's humor, huh? Look, huh? Come on. Yep, you got it. Number two, treat people well. It says, be considerate in all you do.
Amen.
Now, you just feel good when you're considerate. Turn to somebody, shake their hand, and say, I appreciate you. That same person you laughed at. I appreciate you. Yeah. Don't you feel good? I feel better. Number three, focus on eternity. It says here, the Lord is at hand. I'm telling you, that sobers me up. I'm going to say bye-bye to everything, everything temporal. Matter of fact, that's what you need to do. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Everybody raise your hand. Bye-bye or wave it off. Adios, muchachos or muchachas. Bye-bye. The Bible says these things you see are temporary. That's important. Focus on what is really true. Number four, pray through your anxiety and your needs. Man, how did I make it through 40 years of ministry except for this right here? Right here. Pray through. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray. Tell God what you need. Just close your eyes for a moment. You've been dwelling on that one thing since you came in here, and it's been a distraction. Could be, what do people think about me? Could be, did I set the thermostat right on the roast? Could be an issue with just payments. Just say, Lord, I bring that to you right now. Pray about it. And I believe you'll take care of it. I believe the Holy Spirit would say, the reason why I keep bringing it up so that you would actually talk to me about it. This is your time now to talk to me about it. Why do you ignore what I'm trying to bring revelation to you about? Number five, be thankful for what God has done. It says, be thankful for all he has done. That's, you choose to acknowledge it every day. That's important. Matter of fact, try that. Just turn to somebody now different and just say, I want to thank you for being you. Go ahead and tell them, thank you for being you. Yeah. Good. Man, I'm feeling better already. The sixth bullet point, it's not on your card, but we're going to throw it up there on the screen for you as well, and you can write it. Choose what you think about. Scripture says, fix your thoughts. You choose what you think about. You can't, that old book, you can't keep birds from landing on your head and putting a little doo-doo on your doorstep, but you can keep it from making a nest on your head and fostering all kinds of havoc. You just kind of flick that bird. Bad bird. Go ahead, just try that. Just go like that. Just bad bird, get off my head. Outta here. Bad bird. When somebody comes in you, your house, and you're just there just ranting and raving on something negative, just say, bad bird. Just don't tell them you're doing that. Just, I'm flicking that poo-poo off of me. Number seven, do this consistently. That's what it says. Keep putting into practice. That's what the scripture says. Keep putting. You're not going to change overnight, especially when you're onto some bad stuff and you have to kind of coexist with it. Keep putting into practice. We're just going to conclude with this thought, Philippians 4:13, which says, let's say it together. Here we go. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Again, I can do through Christ who strengthens me. One last thing. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Put it into practice. You will see a big time change. God is so great. So Lord, thank you for what you're doing in really for the sake of our, not just our own survival, but who we represent to this negative world. And Lord, we pray for those that are waiting for a changed life and heart, mind, that they would see us walking in peace and prosperity when they themselves are speaking gloom and move out of California quick. It's dreadful. Lord, we just say, no way. We have the peace of God wherever we live, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach. It's our desire to bring the teachings of this church to others globally. If today's message has brought you closer to Jesus, we want to know. Can you send us an email to office@hopechapelhb.org? Would you consider supporting this ministry financially? You can give securely online at hopechapelhb.org/give. If a check is your preferred method, you can send a mailed check to Hope Chapel, P.O. Box 548, Huntington Beach, California, 92648. If you want to be contacted by Hope Chapel, would you consider subscribing to our weekly newsletters at hopechapelhb.org/subscribe? Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. We want to thank you once again for joining us, and God bless you.